Welcome to the Sports Brewery Podcast. I'm Alex Braga. If you have any suggestions for our trivia or our list segment that happened at the end of the show, you can holler at us on Twitter at Jeromney, at TSB Ski, at TSB Pod. Ladies and gentlemen, introducing
80 Block, Infinity Interlude. I'm in the mood. I'm a royal to auto. Hit 80 setting on cruise. The Remy making her ooze. Slip off your shoes. Screen shooting the cinema through the lens of the tomb.
Pull up in a rhythm machine and they fall in. Freakish love, pieces of a dream. I'm recalling. Kiss my double barrel because the VG lean is clean. LTD is G by Unlimited Orchestra. She addicted to Barry White. Keep strawberry pills forever. Pull a sister sledge hammer if I ask me.
Man, I gotta be completely honest. Like, I'm pretty worthless for NBA right now. I was on vacation last week, and so was out of cell service for a couple days. And then, so I missed the end of the Blazer series, which, I mean, I knew there wasn't going to be much to miss anyways. Like, CJ went off, apparently, but he was going to because Dame wasn't there. And then I got nothing. Like, I paid attention today. I saw that the Celtics went up 2-0 over Toronto. And I saw that Denver and Utah were playing to advance. And I believe Denver won that.
Indeed.
Yes, nailed it. So as you can see, I am going to be king of the NBA talk on this podcast this week.
No, the funny
– I lean on y'all. I mean, honestly, I checked out when the A's went into COVID, the COVID jail or whatever. I checked out. I don't care about sports. If the A's aren't playing, I don't care. Because they're the best team in baseball, clearly. So.
What's baseball?
Right.
Could you imagine that's the only sport you pay attention to?
Oof.
There are people like that. I know this.
There is a lot. The whole East Coast, really.
Well, nobody watches the NBA now because the president.
Easy, Clay Travis. Easy. The funny thing about Nuggets and Jazz, though, is that on face value, Nuggets and Jazz just sounds like the peak first round NBA playoff series that no one cares about.
But there's actually stars on those teams now.
But it was pretty good for six games.
Yeah.
Oh, game seven was a war.
And that's the thing. I was telling people, like, man, I know you're not liking the NBA right now, but woo.
Check out game seven.
Nuggets, Jazz. That's been some crisp, solid offense. And then today to start the fourth quarter in game seven, it was like 68-68.
They could have tuned in just to the last 30 seconds. You wouldn't have missed anything.
Yeah, with a terrible layup attempt by the Nuggets with time running out for no reason.
No reason.
And then a missed quasi-open three to end the game.
It was probably a better shot than they were going to get that possession before they turned it over, but yeah.
80-78, the final score.
Yeah, oh, God.
It's the 1930s. It's the 1930s.
No.
Did Wilt Chamberlain score 70 of those 80 points?
But Kiki Vandeweghe.
And then everybody else was shooting that, like, running jumper, like, with the one knee up in the air. Three-pointers didn't exist.
It was just such a let. Those last three games in this series were so good, though. You know, you got the back and forth of Murray and Mitchell there.
Eminem.
So Murray is apparently superstar status now. Is that what we're saying?
University of Oregon legend, Jamal Murray.
That's right.
Legend.
as legend goes, all-time duck.
As Oregon legend goes.
I think he had a pretty good series last year, too.
Yeah.
It wasn't quite like this, dropping multi-50-point games.
He's a really good basketball player. Hashtag analysis.
Right, but yeah, it was the combo of him and Mitchell going off
mm-hmm.
in games, you know, three, four, and or was it four, five, and six?
Yeah.
But that leading up to the fucking tonight's debacle of a fucking basketball game.
At what point, when if someone drops a certain amount of points, do you have to refer to it as points and then burger attached to it? Is that at 40 or is that to start at 50? Is that a 50? Can you say a 40 burger? Or does it have to be a 50 burger?
So it's okay. So I like the way those sound. I think I like 30 burger better.
I don't. Nah, that's too common.
No. I'm not saying it fits, and I'm not saying we should do that. I'm saying that it sounds better to say 30 burger. I love the way that sounds.
50 burger?
The alliteration of it, the 30 burger. 50 burger, also good. I like it. I think it sounds better, but I think to your question, 40 burger?
I don't even think 40 is good.
Oh, it's got to be a 50 piece?
It's got to be a 50 bomb. Yeah.
But if it's a 50 piece, isn't that a 50 nugs?
I mean, yeah. We're talking pieces. Once you hit 50, you could drop, you know, anything on the back end of that. It works good.
God, my favorite part about that is how hard you thought about that, Ski. the look on your face.
I needed to contemplate it for a second. I mean, this is very important things we're talking about.
These are the important questions of our generation.
Hard-hitting journalism.
I think you bring that to the forefront.
I think a piece works better, more for a 30. You drop a 30 piece.
A 30 piece?
Ooh. A 30 piece. Burger is elevated status there.
So then once you get to 60, it's no longer a burger, right?
So what's 40 then?
No.
If we got 30, here, I'm writing these down for future reference. 30 piece. What's 40?
A 40 bomb?
40
no.
40.
No.
40. No, 40 bomb. I don't like
that. Yeah, no. I think you just call it a 40.
Yeah, 40.
A 40 note.
40 note? I like that. Let's table that. We'll come back to 40. And so then we're going 50 burger?
50 burger.
And what's 60? Man, it's got to be good.
Yeah. It's got to be.
Because that doesn't happen very often.
You know, God, I don't think there's anything you can put on the tail end of it. Again, you can put anything you want on it. If you score over 50, anything
goes. 60 be a bomb? 60 bomb sounds good. Bomb is kind of baseball specific, you know? I don't know how I feel about dropping it into basketball vernacular.
It is true. Probably really well. Football players throw bombs, you know, a deep bomb to, you know, receiver blank.
They do.
But it's dropping bombs is baseball for sure.
Yes, it is. And it forever will be.
Dropping beesies.
Got dingers, taters. There's got baseball so much better.
60 nachos?
A 60 cho? A 60 apostrophe cho?
60 apostrophe cho? No, that's not going to make sense.
But while everyone is making
a 60 loaded nacho supreme?
Ooh, with guac.
With a guac. Got to get that guac and sour cream. Otherwise, it ain't a nacho.
But while everyone was making fun of Nuggets, Jazz, Game 7, 2020, yeah, 68-68 going into the fourth quarter, let me remind you that 1998 NBA Finals. Game 4, the second best player of all time, Michael Jordan, played the Utah Jazz. The Utah Jazz scored 54 points in an entire NBA Finals game.
They sure did.
They sure did.
The Utah Jazz, which consisted of two Hall of Famers.
Alleged Hall of Famers.
Alleged.
Jeff Hornacek also should have been a Hall of Famer. Let's
Horny!
Be
Yeah. Was this peak Greg Ostertag time as well? Or was
this was Ostertag.
Was it Ostertag?
Ostertag and Big Dog Antoine Carr.
Boy.
So I'm just saying, if people want to make fun of the Jazz tonight, remember, like the seventh best NBA player of all time, Michael Jordan played the Jazz in a finals game where they scored less than 60 points.
Yeah.
Sounds like the real common denominator here is the Jazz in the playoffs. Can lay some fucking monster eggs. That's what it comes down to.
And they still only lost by two.
I mean, people fight back against the notion that Michael Jordan played against plumbers, which is fair because he was the plumber because the Jazz were laying turds.
Man, you took a while to get there.
The build-up.
It got there, though.
You got there.
Scenic route. You know, anyone can take I-5. You're a real trooper if you take the PCH.
That's right. The PCH. What's the other way to get to Corvallis?
Take
Highway
99?
99, yeah, that's it. Yeah. 99. I don't know why I couldn't remember that. I was going to say the 101. I was like, that is also California.
Seriously.
The Californians here? Just...
I know. This is the California podcast, by the way.
There are random signs throughout Oregon. Even like Inland County, they refer to it as the PCH.
That's Coast wrong. Around. That's wrong.
I'm just telling you. What this
that's, is. That's not what it's called.
I think there's one up by the airport that says like to the Pacific Coast Highway.
Huh. Again, that doesn't make sense.
It is a highway on the Pacific Coast.
Are we considering the road that goes by Fern Ridge, the Pacific Coast Highway?
No.
I'm confused. So Celtics up 2-0 on the Raptors. That surprise anybody?
Don't care.
Yeah. Are you buying into Miami?
That's just a good matchup for the Heat.
It's been a big talking point the last week or so. Well, big. I mean, nobody really gives a fuck about the Heat. Let's be honest with ourselves. But, you know, taking the 1-0 lead over the Bucks, getting to the Bucks in the first place, and then going up 1-0 on the Bucks, and people are kind of like, what?
It's well, the Bucks.
They got Myers Leonard on the team, so it's a dynamic offense.
And this is really a bad take by me. I completely acknowledge it. I don't care about the Bucks.
Yeah.
Like, you're asking about Heat Bucks, and I know they're going to play another 3 or 4, 5, 6 games. I don't care. I know Giannis is good. He's about to go back-to-back MVP. You want to know how many quarters of Milwaukee Bucks basketball I've watched this year? Maybe 5?
5.
Maybe?
Any consecutive quarters involved in that?
Yeah, consecutive quarters when they played the Lakers right before everything went to shits.
Mm-hmm.
And then their quarter that against the Blazers at some point. But I don't know. I don't have an opinion. I'm kind of out on that one. Don't care.
Well, the NBA really wants people to want to like the Bucks because the number one overall seed,
the best
player of the year, MVP, it's like they kind of want the Bucks to fucking get through here.
But what I love about this series, series is that, of course, some people want Giannis to make it because he's the MVP, right? Back to back, he's gonna be. But there is a big portion of like NBA stratosphere that is looking at this series and going, "Gosh, if Miami beats Milwaukee, look at their cap space in 2021." That was the Jimmy Butler plan, get him for 2 years, and tell him by the third, they'll have a player better than him because they got all this cap space. So what's funny about this whole series is if you really want to watch it, the storyline is probably better in a long-range thing if Miami wins and Giannis eventually turns heel and joins the team, which, I mean, KD did it. Blew 3-1 lead to the Warriors. Join the Warriors.
You're trying to get that Giannis heel turn. Is that good for the NBA? Is that what they do? They want a heel turn to? Does he go to the Knicks? You know, something like that. You know, a big time market team.
The NBA is in such a tough spot because Giannis is great. I fully admit it. Man, great might be hyperbole, but you know what I mean. But I just don't care. I'm not watching him.
Yeah, there.
Now if he plays for the Heat.
Yeah. They are an exceedingly boring team in an exceedingly boring market.
Yes. Which is weird because their offense is very, you know, jack threes kind of getting up and down the court. It's not like a boring offense, you know.
But their best, their best player isn't the one who does that, you know. I think the reason teams are exciting when they run up and jack threes is because the best player on the team is the guy who does it. For Portland, it's Damian Lillard. For Golden State, it's Steph and Clay. They're just running up the floor, chucking threes. Like, Giannis is the MVP, and he's not doing any of that shit.
Well, that's what made that Utah-Denver series so good, was that back and forth with Mitchell and Murray.
Exactly that.
You couldn't stop them there. You know, they were pulling up for anywhere. Canning shots.
But, you know, NBA fans not getting excited about watching Middleton, you know, run up and shoot threes from the corner, you know.
Eric Bledsoe is the X factor.
You know, like the DiVincenzo, Connaughton off the bench.
Kyle Korver.
Everyone, that's pure excitement is Kyle Korver.
I mean, so that's all.
The only reason he's been
those
on
those are three NBA guys who look like they're from Wisconsin. I
the only reason he's been on an NBA roster his whole career is just to chuck threes, to like stand outside the 3-point line, catch a pass, and shoot a three. That's Kyle Korver.
You forget early Korver in Utah was.
Getting
the ball. It was like Hayward. The ball in his hand, he creates.
Yeah,
that's like he was trying to. Korver was looking at like a max deal there. You know,
I will take
like
your word for it.
You know, you don't remember the Kyle Korver era in the NBA? Just everyone was tuning into that.
I remember. I think my memory of Korver from past is when he played with the Sixers, and he had the Bieber, the very well manicured Bieber hair, when the Sixers were still wearing those jersey tops, where the straps were about 4 feet long to accommodate Allen Iverson's tastes. Mm-hmm. So they really looked like shirts, but they were jerseys.
I remember Kyle Korver wearing long knee socks, playing for the Nets. That's Keith Van Horn. Never mind. My bad.
That was Kerry Kittles as well.
My bad.
Specifically asked for no racist shit.
Yeah. My bad. Eat me, guys. That's all I can say. All I can do is apologize. So, by the way, Jimmy Butler has been absolutely balling out in the playoffs. And I had forgot about Butler. Well, he's kind of – yeah, he's been inconsistent, but, you know, coming out with 40 points in game one, you know, 13 of 20 from the field, that'll get the job done. And, yeah, I don't know what that actually means.
Is no one going to say it?
I'm ready.
That the Butler did it? No, we're just going to leave that one laying there?
I mean,
do I have to be the one with all these terrible jokes?
I think everyone wanted that one to lay it.
I think we probably should have left that one dead in the gutter.
Yeah.
But here you go. Pumping life into Butler did it jokes. I hope you're proud of yourself.
Get a clue.
Could at least said the Butler did it with a candlestick or something.
In Orlando.
Ooh, yep.
In the fireplace?
In the bubble.
The heat? I don't know. I'm working with you guys here. I'm trying to work with you. I just want you to know you're terrible people, but that's fine. Okay, so anything else NBA?
Well, you got for how bad tonight's game was, I think there might be a worse game on Game 7 on tomorrow.
Thunder Rockets?
Oh, it's the best hateable series.
Oh, my God.
It's such a hateable series.
I don't like anybody on either team. And I flat out hate Chris Paul.
Everyone hates Chris Paul.
I know I've talked to you guys about this before, but he is Bush League. Like, he's the biggest flopper I've ever seen. He whines every 5 seconds on the court. And by the way, I realize saying he's the biggest flopper ever is a pretty big statement, especially in today's NBA. Like, anybody who watched Lakers Blazers and saw LeBron flop when Gary Trent went to box him out, there are some big floppers in the NBA. He has done it consistently his entire career, and I hate him. Also, I don't like looking at his face. I hate his face. I just don't like Chris Paul.
Sounds like you're saying that everybody hates Chris.
I love this. He was lining up for him. He was knocking down.
Because people, like, people aren't able to watch this.
He was, like, 20 years old, too.
Yeah.
Such a great reference.
People aren't able to watch this. And so I need to paint the picture for them, because every time you do one of these, you, like, lean forward into the camera, drop it, and then back off camera entirely. He's like, here you go, boys. Here you go. You're welcome.
Have fun with that.
Yeah, then you just leave. I'm out.
Just give me the rock and bounce him.
My work here is done. Oh, God.
No, but is there a worse series you've seen in almost in your lifetime?
Yes. I've watched way worse series in the NBA. No,
one, the series is just atrocious to watch about.
It's going to game seven. It's got that going for it at least.
Like you said, there's not a single player on either team that you could, like, you know, get behind and like, really.
Like, the Blazers and the Warriors last year wasn't a great series.
Have you watched any of this series? Russell Westbrook in the home stretch,
yeah.
Air ball turnover. That's the shots you're seeing in a, you know, a one possession game in this series.
Oh, dangerous. Wait, that's the wrong Russ.
No, well, in fairness, Westbrook was off for what? How many games did he miss?
I don't know.
Like the entire last
All the bubble plus two or three.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm no fan of Westbrook, but if he's going to miss that much time, you can probably say that he was rusty.
What?
Rusty!
I get it. No, I get it. That did not deserve the setup that it got. We're just going to let that one sit.
Shoot or shoot.
Well, Westbrook's not a shooter. He should not be shooting.
Who's a shooter? He's just not a maker.
Yeah.
True. That's very true.
The definition of that is chucker.
Yes, we don't need to age ourselves, but yes.
He is a chucker.
The Seinfeld chucker scene is very much Russell Westbrook.
Yeah.
And I feel bad because, like, I hate watching Russell Westbrook play. I don't think he's a winning player. He doesn't vacillate teams. I'm being serious for a moment.
Yeah.
You can look at a blind resume and be like, oh, come on. 28, 11, and not whatever they are. He averaged a triple-double. He got an MVP, whatever. He mainly got it because the media was really mad at KD. Let's just be honest. But when you watch him, he doesn't elevate his teammates. Like, it's going to be really hard for me going forward to, like, respect him. That's too harsh. I don't know how to say it. But he has super big flaws. A, he can't shoot. He goes a million miles an hour. He has no second or third gear. And by now, I'm just looking at his career, and he's played with Durant, who was entering his prime when he left, if not in it to a little bit. Harden was on that team for a minute. They blow that up, guys leave. Then he gets Paul George, who, for all the jokes, if you can get Paul George on your team, you know, you're fine with that. And an aged Carmelo, but that's the thing. That's where I start looking at Westbrook, and I hate bringing this back to a Westbrook Dame thing. Westbrook was clowned. I mean, Carmelo was clowned for his time in Oklahoma City, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just destroyed. Goes to Houston. He's gone in 2 weeks. But it was mainly the OKC thing. Who was the point guard for him? Westbrook?
Yeah.
Who, when he resurrected his career, who was his point guard? Damian. And I don't want to sidetrack this into that conversation, but Westbrook to me is not a guy who pulls the boat. He can push it, but he's not pulling it with anyone on him. And if someone wants to shoot back at me and say, well, come on, Dame's made the Western Conference Finals once. Okay, that's fair. You know, and this year they lost in five. Fair. Look at the roster. He does not have the roster that Westbrook has ever played with.
Well, if he had a Paul George.
Seriously.
I mean, Jesus.
And that's just even different than a KD, which is a whole Again, I don't want to be too rough on Westbrook because I respect how hard he plays and all that. But
well, the problem is, like, he is the show. So if Russell Westbrook is the point guard, he's the guy who controls the ball every single time, and he goes a million miles an hour every single time. So I don't know who you could put with him to make him successful. Like, because he has to be the point guard on whatever team he's on.
Well, he can't do anything without the ball.
He can't play with a guy who's going to distribute to him and just have him, like, sit outside the three-point line, like CJ or something, where he'll be able to, like, sit back and hit the occasional open three or something like that. That's not his game. His game is going at the basket every single time, controlling the ball, bringing it up the floor, going at the basket, and then maybe getting an alley-oop pass to somebody like that. Otherwise, his whole game is like looking to dunk over everybody on the opposite team. So I don't know. I don't know what scenario you put him in to make him successful, because he already had the best possible scenario he's ever going to have playing with Durant and Harden. It's never going to get better than that. And so if you can't make that work, it's never going to fucking work.
I don't know what Houston was thinking when James Harden's the one that he needs the ball in his hand as well.
Yeah.
So but in fairness, Chris Paul's pretty ball dominant too. So.
Yeah, but he was ball dominant to facilitate as well.
Right, that was right. I hate Chris Paul. I'd rather have him over Westbrook any day.
I get the sense Chris Paul, if he's on a team where he never needs to score, like he would be fine not scoring. Like he would get his 25 assists per game and just, you know, be fine. Because they'd be winning. I think that's the whole point. I don't know. I mean, I'm not going to say Russ doesn't care about winning. I'm just saying I don't know that he would sacrifice his numbers to win, if that makes sense.
No, he cares about winning. He does. Yeah, he comes into shape. Comes into every season super in shape.
He's
plays
a badass.
Super hard.
Yeah.
He's a badass.
Yeah.
But he just has one speed.
Yep.
And it's been that way, and he's got blinders on. You know, yeah. It's just been that way from day – even maybe not so much UCLA because –
Was he like that in college? I don't remember him playing like that.
A little bit, yeah. But there were so many players that were definitely much better than him because I think he was only like a three-star guy coming in.
Yeah, yeah.
And he was on those UCLA teams that were Final Four to where he really couldn't be, but you could see it in him.
Same. The only scenario I think where he actually thrives in the NBA, like to like help a team, he plays for the Lakers and he comes off the bench. You know, LeBron and AD come off the court, he comes in and then he could be ball dominant for 5 minutes and help a team off the bench. But he's definitely not a home stretch fucking help, really.
No.
Because one, he's not very good at the free throw line too. So when he takes it to the rack and gets fouled and misses layups, he's not a big help.
And I know we've all made our case about Chris Paul. No one likes Chris Paul.
Nobody likes Chris Paul.
But that final real Houston possession last night where Westbrook drives, and you could make a case that he probably, if he takes one more dribble, has an easy opportunity for a layup, but he kicks it out. And but if you look at it on like the first dribble, Chris Paul is already like, screw it. I know he's kicking it out. And he just runs out there, puts his hands up, gets in P.J. Tucker's side of vision.
Mm-hmm.
Smart play. Eddie play. I hate him. Smart play.
Yeah, he's really smart. He's really savvy. He's really good. I would take him on my team. I wouldn't enjoy it. I'd enjoy it if my team won. But
you hate more Chris Paul on the court or Chris Paul commercials?
On the court.
On the court?
He's punched guys in the dick.
I didn't hate his commercials. His State Farm.
Have you seen the new ones with fucking Carlton?
No.
It's Carlton. Come on, man.
I have not seen the new ones. The only ones I remember are like the twin Chris Pauls or whatever.
Think of Carlton dressing and acting like he's Chris Paul to like fool Chris Paul's children. That's the commercial.
Alfonso Ribeiro? Is that who we're talking about here?
Yes.
I will give it up. The premise of those commercials are a little flawed. You're not fooling his own kids.
Well, I mean, I don't know. Chris Paul's kids might not be very smart. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know.
I'm not going down that road.
No.
Hey, I'm not going down that road. I'm just saying I don't know.
throwing it out there.
Yeah, just, I'm putting it out there.
Someone else wants to pick up that ball? Go ahead.
Yeah, run with it.
Throwing it out there.
Yeah. Run with it. I'm
speaking of running with it.
I'm Jeff Lockie. I'm handing off here.
Speaking of running with it, did you
I got a better one. I'm Chris Harper. I'm handing off here. There we go. Okay.
Good. Oh, you only got one arm then.
That's all you can do. That's all you can do is hand off.
Did you see the tweet from the president of the United States
today
about how the Big Ten is on the 1 yard line after he spoke to them?
Yeah.
Now, he didn't differentiate which 1 yard line.
He sure didn't. Because
it's the other side. But for a fleeting moment, boy, did people think the Big Ten was starting in about 4 weeks.
The funny thing is about this is how people don't see what that clearly is. People see it, but I'm not sure if they're, you know, willing to like admit it really. It depends on who you ask, I guess, but I mean, think of the states in the Big Ten. They're swing voting states. And so he is appealing to the voters who really love college football and really want college football to happen. They're like, well, the president wants it. He's clearly out there fighting for our kids to be able to play college football and for us to have fun and enjoy ourselves during these horrible times.
Because, you know, I was sitting here and being like, man, this coronavirus sucks. Almost 200,000 deaths. Man, a lot of racial stuff going on. He's pretty divisive, but you know what? Mm-hmm. You saved my Purdue Boilermakers.
Sure did.
You know what? I just switched my vote.
Man,
I was going Biden. Now I'm on the Trump train.
Yeah,
I really need Boilermakers and Hoosiers in week three.
I was going to say, I need that 9 a.m. Rutgers Northwestern game.
Oh, yeah.
Gotta have it.
Oof. I need to go take a cold shower, man.
Though I have enjoyed the trope online today from certain sports personalities. Maybe
is it one we mentioned earlier?
In the mold of like a Trey Clavis.
Yeah.
Who were like, yeah, the Pac-12, those towns just don't care enough about it, like the Big Ten. I'm like, I don't live in a big city.
Yeah.
And our metro is 370,000, right?
Yeah.
And I'm like, West Lafayette is a town of 20,000.
Yeah.
New Brunswick, New Jersey, like 49,000.
Yeah.
I know the Big Ten, Columbus is big. I guess Minneapolis is big. But you get my point, right?
I heard
Nebraska.
I heard Petros Papadakis, Petros P, one of my favorite broadcasters ever, heard him on Canzano earlier today. And Canzano asked him about that and, you know, what he thought about if the Pac-12, for some reason, by the way, the president completely ignored the Pac-12. I wonder why. But like, what would happen if this got brought up with the Pac-12? And he's like, people in LA don't want college football to happen. Like, we're completely locked down. Like, the governor of the state and the mayor of the city are the people locking us down. So they're not just, it's not a matter of just talking to the Pac-12 commissioner, Larry Scott, and being like, yeah, we're going to have college football. Let's do this. It's like, no, you're not. Because the governor of the state in which four of the main schools reside is not going to let that happen. So, and by the way, not the biggest, most passionate fan bases on earth, USC, UCLA, Cal, and Stanford. So I don't think anybody really cares. I think people just want to be safe at this point.
I mean, I'm bummed out. Don't get me
wrong. Of course.
But the lead up to it and then just seeing sports come back, I'm okay with a year without it. Like I am.
Yeah.
And I know that makes me stereotypical Pac-12 fan. I'm going to go pop an edible here in about an hour, you know, blah, blah, blah. You know, put on my mask and go ride with Antifa.
It's too late for edibles, man. Just take a melatonin or something.
It's a little late.
Yeah. What are you doing?
Jesus.
Yeah. We're grown-ups here.
Good catch.
Yeah.
But it is true. We just don't care as much, and I think that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to care as much as an Ohio State fan does. Yeah. They're fucking crazy.
Yeah. Like your whole life revolves around a college football season. That and by the way, I'm a guy who, you know, used to do like pregame shows. I'm a guy whose job used to revolve around Oregon football season. But I was thinking, like, I'm kind of in the same boat as you. Like, I don't need it. Like, I don't
it's need great. It's fun.
I love it. I love it. It's absolutely fun. It makes life better. It makes our community better. People have jobs. You know, again, we've talked about this before. People are losing their jobs and stuff. But, like, I don't need it to fulfill me as a human being like a lot of these people do. And so if we're talking about the college football season not happening and it possibly saving the lives of college students, yeah, that's okay. That's okay.
Well, when you break it down, too, let's of all the schools from the Pac-12, who should be the most upset that this season's not going to happen?
Oregon.
It should be Duck fans. I mean, this is the best defense we would have ever had. I mean, quarterback, you know, questionable. You don't know how offense is going to be, but
literally, like the offensive line and the quarterback are the only questions. The defense was going to be incredible.
Yeah,
incredible. With Cristobal,
you can't be super worried about the O-line. It was just a big question mark on who's going to be the QB and all that.
Well, it's Moorhead, Sewell, and a bunch of new guys.
And Moorhead, yeah.
And Moorhead would have been able to gimmick up an offense in the Pac-12. Yeah. You know, right. just be so honest. Like, you know, they might face like two good defenses all year.
Yeah.
So yeah. So who should be the most upset? It should be us, because this probably would have been our better chances to run the Pac-12 schedule. You know, Ohio State game. You know, maybe 60-40 them, you know, close to an even matchup. It would have been a tough, you know, it would have been one of our better shots to get back in the college football playoffs this year.
I think it was, I can't remember if it was ESPN or CFPF, whatever the pro football focus is for college. Did you see their list of top 10 players this year in college? Came out today.
Is it like
Sewell? No, they don't. Yeah, Sewell was three.
Three?
Three.
And behind Kayvon who?
Was,
it better not Field, be the Lawrence. It better not be the quarterbacks.
Lawrence and Fields.
Yeah. Get out of here with that shit.
No, but the biggest upset is Kayvon was either five or six.
Was he really?
He was.
Wow.
Yeah. Those are the reactions. I was like, Jesus, I know.
Whoa.
He was really good the last 2 weeks, but wow.
Yeah, the last 2 weeks, exactly. Like non-existent the first half of the season.
Well, which is fair.
True freshman, defensive lineman. Yeah. Like, that doesn't happen very often. I get it. By the way, speaking of upset, like we're our plan is to preview the North Dakota State matchup coming up later. So stick with us.
Hit us up at 541-543-6210. Give us your action factor. North Dakota State, Oregon. 541-543-6210.
Oregon opening up the season next Saturday against North Dakota State. Oh, there's so many things on the line in that one. The win streak. Oh boy. Anyway, sorry.
So we should be breaking in the new Jumbotron at Autzen here.
I know. By the way, I do love. I know we kind of alluded to it earlier, but. You know, Trump talking to, you know, Big Ten commissioner saying it's at the 1 yard line. And then like journalists,
Scott Frost, the coach, throwing
like journalists tend to do, they reached out to their sources, which are, you know, the athletic directors of the participating colleges. And like Bill Moose was one of them, I believe. And Bill Moose is like, no, like that's not. It's not going to happen. We already met and decided this just because the president of the United States, for some reason, isn't sticking to politics. That does not mean that we are going to start college football and actually endanger the lives of the kids. Well, yeah, we're not going to change our mind on that, especially, you know, so you're talking about having the season start in October. It's like, nah, especially if we're, you know, a month away.
Well, is there any point
in having the season start there? Was it around Thanksgiving or was it in the Halloween?
Nah.
What's the point of starting it then of all time, you know?
Yeah. No, he's making it up. as he goes along. It's what he does.
But did you see the kind of late evening news tonight on who facilitated the meeting between Big Ten commissioner and the president of the United States of America?
I did not. Was it Clay Travis?
It was. Stick to sports! Was it really? Stick to sports! No, stick to sports! I hate politics, stick to sports! Yes, it was. Isn't that great?
You know a deal's getting done now.
Oh, it's just so good.
You almost can't make this shit up. It's fucking
I know. That's what I was thinking. Like, how tragic is that? That the leader of the free world... Oh, my God. Sorry, that made me sad. Is, like, conversing with Clay Travis on a regular basis. Like, that makes me so sad. Like, that might be low-key the most depressing thing about his presidency.
It's just so fascinating that the guy who spent...
And Barstool. He sat down with Barstool, didn't he?
He did. Yeah. He did.
Jesus.
Hard hitting
it's an election year, man. In fairness, and I don't give him the benefit of the doubt often.
I love this.
In fairness, it's an election year.
Playing devil's advocate, I like it.
They are pawns in the game, I will say that. But it's just funny to me that, you know, Clay Travis, you know, last 3.5 years has been stick to sports guy when he actually never really sticks to sports. It's just all about like, boy, that sport the black folk play, let's poke holes in it. Mm-hmm. And now he's calling the president. Yeah. And the best part is when that news broke, if you went back on his timeline and you looked at him, his posts and tweets and blog entries, whatever they were, I didn't read them, but you can see him. He's like surprised. Wow, the president and the commissioner working miracles. Who saw it coming? You.
You did.
You did.
You were the one talking about it, and in fact, you facilitated it, apparently. for fuck's sake.
Sports!
All right, so the NFL starts in 10 days.
Yeah.
That is the thing. It is the first. The NFL starts on the 10th. And, jeez, I can't breathe all of a sudden. I'm all choked up, guys. The NFL starts. Yeah. I'm in tears here. But your boy, King, got locked up. Locked
which
down?
Which one?
Locked down.
Yeah, which
one? Yeah, locked up might not be right. Well, Ski, you were talking about Andy Reid or something, right?
Well, I saw they got through 2025 now, which is pretty much like their biggest window here, you know, next 4 or 5 years.
2025. Do we see Andy Reid making 2025 for various reasons? I'm not going to put anything out there into the universe. I'm just saying various reasons. Do we see Andy Reid coaching another 5 years in KC?
Well, it will be a very stress-free 5 years.
I was going to say,
just kind of rolls the ball out.
If he didn't win a Super Bowl.
Go have fun, Pat.
Phil Jackson? Is he the Phil Jackson now?
Well, yeah, because, you know, yeah. Like I said last week, Kansas City Chiefs are the past, the present, and the future of the NFL.
Yeah.
I mean, he was going to die of a heart attack if they didn't win the Super Bowl for 5 years.
Oh, he was going to have. There you go. You had to put it happen, didn't you?
Well, he won a Super Bowl, so it's not going to happen now.
Jeez. Speaking of Super Bowl, I, for some reason, I think I mentioned this off mic, whatever, it's a podcast, earlier, I am watching the Super Bowl right now on YouTube, on my television while we record this. And I don't know why I'm doing that. Maybe I'm feeling like I hate myself tonight and I just need...
I feel like Niners-Packers would be a better thing for you to watch. Just throwing that out there.
So, I like the end result of that game, but 80 handoffs, you know, veer right, veer left. I like that, you know, that the Niners won, and I like that Mostert ran for 8,000 yards. It's not a very exciting game. I don't know. I just saw the Kittle pass interference at the end of the first half, which still makes me upset a little bit. I had blocked that out of my memory because it was a bad memory because it was a horrible call.
Ooh, big PI.
Big PI, he said.
Big PI.
That's tough.
Big.
That's tough. That's
it was
tough.
Egregious.
That's tough.
In like 17 states, that gets you put away.
That's tough. That is tough. So, so NFL being, you know, a week and a half away, we ready? We ready to watch a bunch of NFL games with no fans?
Do we even know the fan situation?
Well, I think the TV networks insinuated that they're going to do, like, fake. So, weren't they going to do fake crowd noise and fake crowd? Like, they were going to do, like, a...
Fox was talking about that.
Simulated crowd.
I'm just.
Well, did they still do that for like the Sunday afternoon baseball
they
game?
They do. The Saturday game? They do. Yeah. But Justin, they've toned it back a little. Mm-hmm. They have. It's mainly just in the outfield now. Yeah. But right. I'm just confused because I actually looked up yesterday the Chiefs seating policy.
Your Chiefs hosting the Texans on September 10th.
I could just be terrible at the internet, which.
Well, I thought they were going to let a few thousand fans in, right?
But I haven't seen anything official. Right. I know they did at some training camp things, but I couldn't find anything official.
This is really weird because it's like the NFL is going on about their business expecting something to happen. They're like, okay, at any point, someone's going to step in and say we're not going to play these games, right? We're all kind of just like waiting. What's happening? All right. Yeah, we're going to play the 10th. Okay, sure. But they're going to play the 10th.
Oh, they're playing the 10th.
The NFL is starting on time. But we just I get the feeling everybody's just kind of in a holding pattern still. They better get out of that holding pattern if they're still in it because this shit is happening, whether people like it or not.
I've maintained for a while I think the NFL is full go.
Yeah.
I really think they'll play the Super Bowl if it's Matt Moore versus Sean Mannion. I don't think they care. Money, money, money.
Yeah.
But I'm just – and I know we're talking NFL now, but I'm just confused how the last, like, day or so, I read an article that that Iowa State University, the campus, just,
right.
So per capita, so that is a big, you know, asterisk if you want to say, but per capita – Iowa State's campus has the fifth highest test rating for COVID, right? And the entire state of Iowa has a positivity rate of 79% right now. 79%. It's a lot. And on the same day that news comes out, Iowa State's like, yeah, we'll have 25,000 to 30,000 people at the game.
Is that – I'd be curious their average – crowd,
I think it's, I like, looked. I it like, they've been last couple years. It's been pretty good.
Like 50,
yeah.
Okay, so we're talking about half that. All right, we'll see.
You're not even like going to test the waters. I thought I've seen some other schools.
But what they said was
5,000 in, and then you know
what they said. And I don't know who they play in the first game because. All due respect to Iowa State Cyclone football, it's Cyclone football. But their thing is saying that, hey, you guys screw this up. Next week when we play Oklahoma, we won't allow anyone but donors and season tickets.
Yeah. Which is still probably like 20,000.
What a threat. What a threat.
Yeah.
They mean business.
Speaking of meaning business, Niners up by 10 in the third quarter. Feeling real good about ourselves at this point as Niner fans.
You got to like your chances there.
Yeah. You had those 3 points at the end of the first half. Niners win that game. I'm just saying. Take away that PI. I'm just saying. All right, should we get to our list?
Damian Williams just scored again.
I mean, he's about to. Yeah, he had a real big fourth quarter. Anyway,
I do love that he has opted out for the year. Whatever, respect him. Totally get it. Did COVID thing. And they draft the guy from LSU, Clyde Edwards-Helaire, right? Is that it? Yep. Who I thought was Clyde Edwards-Helaire until like a month ago. Mm-hmm. And now they're like, people are like, jeez, look at the cap situation. They might get Fournette.
Right.
No, I don't think that'd be a good match, to be
honest.
By
the way, if the Niners want to trade for Kamara, I'd be okay with that. I would not be mad about that. Send like Mostert in a mid-round pick, or send Mostert, Tevin Coleman, mid-round pick. We'll take him. Let's go. As much as people like to think Niner fans like Mostert, I'd be okay with not having Mostert.
They locked him up, didn't they?
They restructured his contract. They did not.
I thought he was talking about
an extension because they gave him an extension last year, so they're not going to give him another one.
Well, he was thinking of talking about holding out, wasn't he?
He was until they restructured his contract. Yeah. Fred Warner, by the way, best linebacker for the Niners, is in the COVID list right now. So we'll see how that goes. Because the NFL, they're not releasing any information other than that guys are on injured reserve COVID. So they're not saying if they have COVID, if somebody they know has COVID, like that kind of stuff. So who knows? Niners are 2 weeks away. So they play the 13th. So we'll see.
I haven't even seen what their game plan is for if someone does contract it. If it's going to be like golf, because golf had that, you know, you sit out, you know, a week. Yeah. And then if you don't have a temperature and you pass like three straight tests, then you're good to go.
Yeah.
And you got to think.
It's difficult because they don't have a lot of leeway. Like they don't have wiggle room that baseball has, you know, where you can do double headers or something like that. Yeah. If you cancel an NFL game, that's a lot of money and a lot of it's not like you can just make up the game later, because once the regular season's over, you go straight into the playoffs. So I don't know what they do. Like, well, that's the whole reason they're playing these games, is for the money.
Yeah.
And so if you can't cancel games, otherwise you lose out on the money.
Well, like I said, they're going to try to have a quick turnover if someone does pop.
Yeah.
Like a week, you know, maybe you miss 1 week, you know, fucking anyone misses a week from, you know, an injury like that. So it's,
they're letting them have the bigger rosters too, just for that reason. Yeah. I think. Yeah. All right. Let's get into our North Dakota State stuff. Cause the Ducks playing host
to the Bison
this Saturday, boys. Are we ready?
This Saturday, Autzen Stadium, game one.
Autzen
Ducks
Stadium.
Bison. National Championship, North Dakota State, Rose Bowl champions, Oregon Ducks. It's a clash from the Titans. Oregon favored by 27.
FCS, FBS, rah.
Trey Lance. That's all I got on him.
That does sound like a bird.
Don't care. They're FCS.
All right,
didn't watch.
What's our list? Because I also have North Dakota State trivia coming up too. So we're covering all bases here, boys.
In honor of Saturday's season opener against the North Dakota State Bison, your top three North Dakota fun facts.
Are you ready, Duck fans? All right, I'm going to start. Can I start?
Please do.
All right, I'm going to start with some interesting laws that still exist in the state of North Dakota. One, it is illegal to dance in the city of Fargo with a hat on. So leave those Stetsons at home, gents, because your attempt to impress the ladies with your $900 El Presidente cowboy hat could land you in the slammer. Don't do it. Also, does your lady hate it when you wear socks to bed? Well, you fellas who like that, try to take it to the next level. Leave your shoes on during a nap. It could wind you up in the hole. Okay, I'm trying something clever here and it's not working. Don't wear shoes while you take a nap. Apparently it's illegal in the state of North Dakota. That's a thing. That's my one.
That's a thing.
Yeah.
All right, I guess I will go. My number three interesting fact is, in 1907, then the North Dakota Agricultural College and the University of North Dakota They canceled 3 years of sporting events against each other because there were ill feelings. Fun fact.
Those classy motherfuckers.
Right?
Yeah. Oh, man.
Ill feelings.
Ill feelings. Yep.
That participation trophy generation.
How quaint.
Yeah. All right. My number three, North Dakota fun fact. North Dakota is a Dakota.
Ooh, snap. Is it now? Which one?
North.
Is it west? Oh, it's north. All right. My bad. My bad. I should have known. All right. My number two. Anyone out there like GMOs or biodiesel cars? Listen to this. North Dakota produces enough canola oil to fill the 19-story state capitol building in Bismarck 19 times. So visit North Dakota and fill up your modified VW bus, but don't drink too much canola oil or you will die. Because that shit is toxic.
Hmm. Very interesting fact.
GMOs, boys. GMOs.
Thank you, Alex.
North Dakota, all about the GMOs.
My number two interesting fact is...
Wow, what a North totally Dakota. Amazing, excellent discovery.
North Dakota is the number one producer of honey in the nation.
Whoa, I'll be there.
Sweet.
Sweet indeed.
Gotta save the bees. Gotta save the bees. I'm getting a buzz off that fact. Sorry, I'm infringing on your territory, King. My bad.
Yeah, please.
Yeah.
My number two North Dakota fun fact is Dakota is the Sioux word for friend or ally. And in 1937, North Dakota played the Wisconsin Badgers. And there is a city in Wisconsin called Milwaukee, which is Algonquin for the good land.
You gotta feel like I gotta correct you there. It's Milwaukee.
Milwaukee. Boy, yeah. Boy, does this guy know how to party or what?
We are not worthy. All right, is it me for my number one?
Yeah.
Anybody out there listening, ladies? Any ladies out there listening? Probably not if you're listening to this podcast because we're not relatable. Well, much like you've been avoiding this podcast to date, you should really do the same with North Dakota. The state, as of 2017, which is when the list I read was written, only has one abortion clinic and was rated the worst state in the union for working women, as they made up half of the workforce but were paid just 79 cents to the dollar. But don't worry, Dakotaites. You're still ahead of Mississippi, Idaho, Wyoming, and Utah. So put up another statue of a buffalo, of which there are none in the state, to your virtues. North Dakota, what a state. There are no buffaloes, by the way. All the buffaloes died out, and they thought they were like bringing in, they were bringing them in from other countries. They thought they were bringing in buffaloes, but they were actually bringing in bison. So the buffaloes, they're not there.
Bison.
Bison. The bison.
All right, my number one interesting North Dakota fact. The world's largest hamburger was eaten in Rutland, North Dakota. It weighed 3,591 pounds, and more than 8,000 people enjoyed eating it.
That's a bukkake.
Wow. That is not good to bring up during COVID times.
Ooh, yuck. Oh, God. Do they all meet in the middle at the end?
Everyone gets an end.
Sounds true. Everyone gets an end.
That's gross. Disgusting. What a stupid state.
Disgusting. Yeah. They're full of dumb people. Dumb sexist people.
My
canola oil.
Number one North Dakota wacky fact is I'm opening the floor to you guys. Which state in the union is known as the Sunflower State?
Wyoming?
No.
South Dakota.
Montana.
No.
You got a stump then.
Paul South Pierce. Carolina. That's a hint.
What's that?
Paul Pierce, that's a hint.
Boston. Wait, that's not a
Mark Mangino.
Kansas.
Yes. Kansas is known as the Sunflower State. Well, North Dakota grows the most sunflowers in the Union.
Do they now? I'll be damned.
They do.
That is a fun fact.
That is a really fun fact.
Wow.
You guys didn't know who the Sunflower State was?
No, actually.
What's Oregon?
The Beaver State?
What's Washington?
The Scallop State?
What's California?
The Coyote State?
Because now that I'm thinking, I thought you guys were morons. But now I'm thinking about it, I know Kansas Sunflower, Missouri Show Me, Texas Lone Star, Oregon Beaver, Hawaii Aloha.
Oh.
The Garden State. I know that one.
New Jersey.
Yeah.
Florida's Sunshine State.
Sunshine State. Yeah.
What's California? I don't know. Golden
Antifa?
State? The Golden State. Jesus, yeah, the Golden State. I think that's all I know, though.
The Antifa State.
Yeah. A little bonus fun fact. The state flower, North Dakota, is the prairie rose.
Oh, the prairie rose.
I'm going to cut one down, cut one out, and put it in my Stetson.
Gotta love prairies.
You know, I looked it up online, how much Stetsons were. $900 Stetson hat. $900 for a hat. Hell are you supposed to do with that?
Well, when you get that socialist farming money, you can just spend it willy-nilly.
That's true. The government bailout money, you just throw it around. Fair enough.
Using my Antifa taxes, North Dakota.
That's right. My Antifa Social Security.
Apparently North Dakota is the Peace Garden State, or possibly the Rough Rider State, or the Flicker Tail State. That's what it's known by.
God, what a terrible state.
Yeah. God, why does it exist?
Like I opened up. Fun fact of North Dakota.
Trade it for Ontario.
It exists.
We should trade it for Ontario.
It's a state.
Oh, boy. All right, let's get to the trivia. So who won last week?
I did.
You did. Okay. Then you get to start this week. I'm just going to take your word. I can't remember it all. That was way too long ago. I had a vacation since then, which, by the way, anybody ever wanting to go to Crater Lake, apparently you can swim in Crater Lake now. I didn't know that was a thing, but, like, we were walking to go on a hike, and the ranger was like, yeah, make sure you bring your swimsuits down there. And we're like, what? And so we went back to the car, got our swimsuits, and then, like, walked down the hike, and sure enough, you get down to the water, and there's just a bunch of people swimming in there. So we just fucking went for a swim in Crater Lake.
It's like 40 degrees.
I legit thought it was like toxic and you couldn't go in it or something. And I have no idea why.
I thought it was too pure. Yeah. But you think it was too toxic.
But yes, it is the most pure water ever. It's so blue and clear and butt-ass cold, as you were saying, Ski. But it was fantastic. I highly recommend it.
Did you drink any of it?
I had never seen... No. I'm not drinking.
You gotta guzzle some of that.
I'd like
3 years on your life.
You know what there's a whole bunch of at Crater Lake is chipmunks.
Oh yeah.
And they are aggressive. We had like a sandwich in a Tupperware container that we were like going to share, and we set it, I set it like an idiot on top of a rock, and like we go swimming, get out, turn around, and the chipmunk is literally with its little hands trying to open the Tupperware top. So it's literally on the lid, trying to lift it up and chewing on it at the same time. So there's little like bite marks out of it. But like looking at it, like using its hands to try to open a Tupperware was literally straight out of a cartoon, dude. I couldn't believe what I was looking at. And then of course it went away, but.
Can't kill those old bastards. I'm pretty sure they're protected.
The chipmunks are?
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. I'm not going to test that. Just like bash an animal in the Crater Lake.
If it got all your sandwich, it...
Oh, it didn't fucking touch our sandwich because our Tupperware is better than that. Have some pride. Get some good Tupperware, for God's sake. All right, to the trivia. So again, this is going to be about North Dakota State football. So Ski, your first question. What are the official colors of North Dakota State's football team?
Green and gold.
It is not green and gold. Your options, King. Green and blue, green and yellow, green and gray.
Green and yellow.
That is correct.
It's semantics on that fucking yellow and gold.
Man, 49ers are gold.
Thank you. This is my pet peeve when people call yellow gold.
Not gold.
Gold is gold. Yellow is yellow. The Lakers are yellow. They're not gold. The Huskies were gold. If you can't tell the difference, Jesus Christ.
Yeah. I agree. Look at
the Chiefs' official colors are red, white, and gold. No, it's red, white, and yellow. And I understand why you don't say that, Kansas City, because it looks like a McDonald's straw. But you're not gold, you're yellow.
Again, I'm looking at it right now on my television because the Niners are still up by 10 with 8 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Looks like things are going extremely well for that another Super Bowl victory for the 49ers. But the Chiefs, indeed, are yellow. All right, so, King, this is you. Where or what is the name of North Dakota State's stadium? Not the sponsor, just the name of the stadium.
Fargo Dome.
It is indeed the Fargo Dome. Nice work. All right, Ski. What is the name of their official mascot?
Billy Bisson.
I like that, though. King, your options. Bison Bill, Buff Bob, or Thundar?
If it's Bison Bill, I want fucking points for that. It's fucking bullshit.
What is it again?
Bison Bill, Buff Bob, or Thundar?
Bison Bill, whatever.
I hope it's Thundar.
It is Thundar. Awesome. Yeah. All right, King. Wait. Yeah, this is King, right? Yeah. What is the name of North Dakota State's main rival that they played to win the trophy they call the Dakota Marker?
The South Dakota State Jackrabbits.
That is correct.
Oh!
Nice work.
The Jacks!
All right, Ski. You are trailing 3-0.
Well, I didn't know King's extensive knowledge on North Dakota.
He's done a lot of research. What conference do they play in?
I think I know this one.
No idea. No, the MEAC.
It is not the MEAC.
The only shitty conference I could think of.
King, your options. Mid-American Conference, Missouri Valley Conference, or Big Sky Conference?
MVC.
That is correct. Wow, running away with this. Not walking, running. Goodness gracious. All right, King. You can actually win this with this answer. Something Oregon could have done, or something Oregon, you know, will do when they play this Saturday in the season opener is give North Dakota State their first loss since 2017.
Oh, geez.
How many wins do the Bison have in a row right now? Ski, your options. 37, 34, 32.
37.
That is correct.
Oh,
right, 4-1.
So close.
Yeah, one off.
Yeah, I'm on the board. I'm on the board.
All right, Ski. The Bison have had 40 players taken in the NFL draft. Carson Wentz is the highest selected with a second overall pick in 2016. How many of the remaining 39 players have been picked in the first round?
Zero.
That is correct. Nice work. That was almost like a trick question. All right, King. The Bison have 16 national titles. How many is the most they have won in a row? National titles.
Three.
Incorrect. Oh. Ski, your options. 4, 5, or 7?
5.
That is correct.
Ooh, right back in it, baby.
The only loss they have this decade in the Natty was to James Madison in 2016. That was which was a terrible year for them, where they went 12-2 and lost in the Natty and then to their rival South Dakota State. Their only two losses that year. All right, so King, when did
me?
Oh, is it? Oh yeah, you stole that one.
I got the multiple. Yeah,
you can tie it with this one. When did North Dakota State join the FCS, or as it was then, Division One, Two A?
No idea. 2015.
Nope. All right, King, your options. 1997, 2004, 1985.
2004.
That is correct.
Oh.
Oh, wow. Big win. Big win. Woo! North Dakota State expert, King over here.
Clearly.
Bison.
Right. I got one more question. The Bison have won six straight games against FBS schools since 2010. The most recent one came in 2016 and was also their only win over a ranked FBS team. Who was that team?
Iowa.
It was. It was indeed Iowa. CJ Beathard threw for three touchdowns. The Bison scored 9 unanswered in the fourth and 1 on a walk-off field goal. There you go.
And we really want Big Ten football back.
Yeah, right? Nice. Right? Nice little bow on this one. All right, so get out there to Autzen Stadium, everybody, and root on your Ducks.
Tailgate hard.
Let's go. Can't wait to hear that Harley come on through the tunnel. It's going to be great. Kenny Wheaton's going to score. Kenny Wheaton's going to score.
Real excited for the season, boys.
Yeah, can't wait. And then just think, on the horizon, you got Ohio State University.
Oh, they're scared. They're going to duck the Ducks. I just feel it. They're just not even going to show up. They're not going to show up one way or another.
They are scared of that trip to Autzen Stadium. Yeah, so keep it tuned. Next week, we're going to give our big preview of Oregon and the Ohio State University. So it's going to be great. I'm sure we'll have some more facts about Ohio State that nobody
knows. There's lots of interesting Ohio facts out there. Their rivers catch on fire.
Yeah.
Drew Carey does things there.
River. Travis Kelce just scored a touchdown. 6 minutes left.
Looks like I'm pretty sure I drafted the correct tight end.
Oh, yeah. We didn't talk about your fantasy draft. All right. We got 3 minutes. How'd it go?
Well, like I said, I drafted the correct tight end. I got Kelce.
The second best tight end in the NFL?
Ooh, number one fantasy. All I care about.
That's interesting. That doesn't make sense, by the way, fantasy-wise, because the Niners have no wide receivers. So Kittle's getting a whole bunch of targets. And Kelce, I'm just saying, Kansas City has mad weapons. So.
One guy has a pretty boy thrown to him. The other one has the future 5-time MVP thrown to him.
I mean, I'm not sure who we're talking about.
Unfortunately, I do have Garoppolo.
Both answers are Garoppolo, right?
Unfortunately, I do have Garoppolo as my QB.
Oh, God.
I got two for each of you guys. Got Mostert.
Somebody actually drafted Tom Brady in fantasy. That's crazy.
Oh, yeah.
That's crazy. Like, I've always been a Tom Brady fantasy guy, but last year he was garbage. And it's not like he's going to get more accurate this year.
Doesn't have to. You just throw it up to Evans. He'll go get it.
Yeah, I guess so. If he's not throwing 40 interceptions, then he should be okay with those guys. Well, who was your first pick? Did you get Kelce with your first pick?
No, first pick was Derrick Henry.
Running backs are a commodity. I get it.
And especially giant running backs with Tannehill as your quarterback. That's a good recipe for a lot of carries.
I don't know. Henry with a first pick?
In a keeper league?
No.
No.
Surprised you're not Surprised he didn't go quarterback. You got to say.
Well, there's only either Lamar. Yeah, I don't want Lamar. He's going to get hurt week five.
Lamar, Mahomes. What pick were you?
And I think Mahomes just a 7.
Okay.
Or 8. That's and Mahomes just got paid. He's going to mail this shit in.
So did somebody get McCaffrey ahead of you?
McCaffrey was number 1.
Okay. All right.
I'm pretty sure he'll probably go 1.
If Henry's the first running back off the board, something's wrong.
No. Fucking little scrappy McCaffrey will go 1 pretty much everywhere. Little interesting. Didn't do much research here, so I was like kind of forgot who was drafted.
Going by rankings.
Yeah, and I smartly drafted 3 rookie wide receivers, so I'm sure my team's going to do real good.
Yeah, professional fantasy guy over here. You should start your own fantasy football podcast.
I went 1-13 last year.
1-13?
Yeah.
Do you get, like, a trophy for that? You should.
No, each loss was $10 and a $50 entrance fee, so. That one hurt. I got the number 1 pick this year, though, baby.
Yeah, you should.
Yeah.
I don't know how much good it's gonna do you. Mixtape part 2. 8 block East of Venice. Yours truly. Chop boy.
Pete Rob. Geeky Sway. Sunny Cheek. And I saw some of the interviews and people from Mapleton were like, "We have his back no matter what. Even if he's guilty. He's so fun. All right.
So he burned like 1,000 acres.
Yeah.
Who started this Mapleton fire? I haven't actually seen the guy.
Some guy named Eli or something.
Picture what you think of someone in Mapleton looks like that would start. And it's,
I don't have to picture that. I saw that shit last week or on Saturday when I went to the coast. I see that shit every time you're heading out there.
Yeah.
Yeah, we know. Yeah. Yeah. Whole bunch of those people in various parts of the state.
Oh, the coasties are the worst of them all.
No. Rusty coasties.
No, Roseburg's not great.
You've never been on some of those back roads, like
could do without Roseburg and most of Junction City.
Oh, JC's fine. It takes 2 seconds to get out of.
Sure does.
See, they're different. They're
all you gotta do is keep driving.
They're rednecks. Coasties are a whole breed of something else.
Yes, they are.
Yeah, because a lot of the necks in JC, they still drive into Eugene to get stuff. Yeah. The coasties, their food, sometimes just from their bare hands. Yeah. They just got to go out and collect it.
They catch it out of their garbage cans.
They forage.
They floral and fauna.
They go into
Yahats and, like, shoot it with an air gun as it's going in and out of those humongous trash cans they have next to the restaurant. No? Okay.
I mean,
the swarming seagulls, they catch a couple.
I mean, in this economy, yes. In this economy, yes. In Trump's economy, no, absolutely.
In Joe Biden's economy.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Yeah, damn Biden. It, Joe.
It's Biden's America.
I blame Corn Pop. He was a tough little booger.
All right, so we're including all of this in the podcast, right?
Sure.
Yeah, all the coastie slander.
Yeah. I'll include it as like a bonus at the end or something.
I mean, I couldn't like it.